الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله
There comes a moment on the day of Ashura, Aba Abdullah stands alone. Imagine that moment. Imagine the Imam looking to the left and looking to the right. There is no one left to defend any longer. Facing an army of tens of thousands, the members of his household, his women, and his little children in the tents, knowing that he's their final defender. It's a very painful moment. Oh, Habib, oh, Muslim, oh, Ali al-Akbar. أو عباس أو قاسم You are not present to witness this painful moment. It's related he returns back to the tents to bid farewell to the ladies of his household. But there was one final soldier awaiting him in the tents. A soldier the world was not expecting. When he enters the tents, it's related that Aqilatu Bani Hashim, Lady Zainab, approaches Aba Abdullah, but she's not alone. In her arms, she's holding the six-month-old infant of Aba Abdullah. It's related she addresses him in the following way. Oh, my brother, this son of yours hasn't tasted water for 3 days. Ask them to grant him a drink of water. The Imam takes him in his arms. The infant is thirsty. The heart of the Imam is filled with mercy. This infant, his small tongue is very dry, but this small thirsty tongue will carry the message of truth until the day of judgment. What goes through the heart of Aba Abdullah, Allah knows better. Let me take him with me. Perhaps they will have mercy on him. They want to kill me thirsty, but maybe there's enough mercy left in their hearts to give water to this child. It's related he takes him in his arms and sets out towards the enemy. He stands before her, holding his infant son, calling out to them, Oh, people, you killed my companions. You murdered the members of my household. Only this infant remains, crying for water. Give him some water that his thirst may be quiet. La ilaha illallah. The Maqtal says that they didn't allow Abu Abdullah to complete his sentence. Within moments, Abu Abdullah received their answer. Harmala, hold back your arrow. Oh, Saints, don't fill with sorrow. Harmala, hold back your arrow. Hussein's heart, don't fill with sorrow. His pure heart, don't fill with sorrow. But Harmala didn't hold back his arrow. All of a sudden, Abu Abdullah feels a heaviness in his arms. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It's related, he throws the pure blood towards the heavens and says, what makes this hardship easy upon me is knowing that Allah is watching. Hussain, with my dry tongue, answered your cry, Master. Don't feel ashamed, hold your head high, Master. Tell my mother that no other master is there for whom I'd rather die, Master. Is there for whom I'd rather die, Master. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. رحمة الله.